time. Driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Just the result that we were expecting and that makes everything nice and tidy and backs up everybody's thoughts about the basketball program right now. Oh, wait, it was the opposite of that. K-State beats TCU last night by one in Fort Worth. We've got plenty on that coming up here in the opening segment. I think it continued to show us what we know this K-State team is, despite what everybody else seemingly thinks is the popular opinion, but we'll discuss that here in the open. We've got Jerry Palm coming on at 5:10, CBS sports bracketologist. Right now he's got K-State as the last team out of the field. Does a win against Texas Tech get it done on Saturday? We will ask him about that in hour two of the show. You can't be serious a little bit early today because we'll kick into Manhattan High pregame at 5:45. As always, 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join the show. You can also tweet us at the game KMAN with your questions or comments. Well, in a lot of ways, this is exactly what we would expect for this team, right? Up and down, better on the road somehow in Big 12 play than they are at home. But I will say, I saw your tweet last night, which was something to the effect of seeing them play this well, in particular in the first half, is so frustrating, so maddening, because why can't they do this over the course of an entire season? And it's so confusing, so hard to figure out. I'm obviously elaborating here, but I get that sentiment from a lot of people when they see K-State go win a game like they did last night against TCU. I don't think it's that weird and that hard to figure out. I think the overall record is not hard to figure out. The fact that they're likely going to be 8-10 in the Big 12, finish sixth, that's right in line with about what this team is. Now, the thing that's weird, if you want to get into it, is 3-5 at home, 4-5 on the road in the Big 12. The way that that's worked out is not what I would have expected. But that's kind of been the case in the Big 12 this year. We've seen a lot more road wins from different teams throughout the year. But in general, don't we think that's what this team is? Pretty average? Pretty darn average. And if you finish 8-10 and sixth in a 10-team conference, that's within really what you'd consider the margin of error for this basketball team to be. If you're talking statistics, 1-2% margin of error, one spot up, one spot down, that fits.
Yeah, they just could have been better than average. They could have been better than average. And not a not a great team, not a team that's going to finish first, second, or third in the Big 12. But I think that the way that K-State played last night, the poise that they showed down the stretch, the leadership that they got, particularly from Wesley Iwundu, that could have won them a game at Iowa State. That could have won them a game at Tennessee. That could have won them a game at home against either an Oklahoma State or a TCU or Iowa State, whatever. And if you just pick off a couple more of those, you're looking at a team that's safely in the NCAA tournament field right now. And I don't think that, you know, it's splitting hairs, because I still think that the doubt about the projection or the trajectory of the program would still be there. But at least you would feel like K-State is going to ends this season the way that Wesley Iwundu and DJ Johnson deserve in the NCAA tournament.
Well, let's break down your first statement there. The first response back to me was, but they could have been so much better. They could have won this game, this game, this game.
They could have been better.
They could have, but they are what they are. And I feel like this team has played to about what they are talent-wise, what they have coaching-wise right now with this group. It actually all makes sense to me. I do think, and I don't mean this as some kind of big slam to anybody, but relative to what you're going up against day in, day out in the Big 12, I think this team is very middle of the pack to middle lower of the pack talent-wise. And I think we wanted to talk ourselves into this team being more talented than they were at the beginning of the year. Look, here's the bottom line. We're going to talk about Dean Wade a little bit later, so I guess I'll save some of the example there. But, I mean, he pops for 20. Some nights he's giving you two. Barry Brown, Kamau Stokes have their inconsistencies. Kamau will turn the basketball over. Sometimes Barry's not there to score at all. Other times, like the Iowa State game, he drops 20-plus. They're sophomores. They're young guys. These are not one-and-done type of talents. They are average Power 5 basketball talents that you're going to have for 4 years and develop and have a chance to be very good players. But right now, they're still sophomores. They're still battling the ups and downs. And the rest of the team is not filled with a ton of depth, so they're relied upon a whole ton, and you get to see those warts under the microscope more often just because they rely on them for so many minutes and so much of what they're trying to do. That's where I'll start with the team. I think there has been an overvaluing of what the talent actually is there, where people thought it was a top third of the Big 12 team talent-wise. It's just not. It's not right now.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. A top third would definitely be pushing it. I probably value their talent to be maybe fifth, something like that.
Maybe sixth.
Well, I know what you're getting at. But it's not, and I mentioned this yesterday, it's not so much about the end results of games, you know, losing close games to Iowa State, to Texas Tech on the road. All the close losses. It's the way that they've gotten there in some cases, with the lethargic play for a 10 or 15 or 20 or 25 minute period of time over the course of games. We saw it against Oklahoma State, where K-State was playing so well for about 12 minutes and then not only didn't play well, but didn't look that energized, didn't look that assertive the rest of the way. That is what's frustrating about seeing last night, because they played hard. They looked like they were desperate, and you should play with some level of controlled desperation when you're an NCAA tournament bubble team, which K-State has been for the last 4 or 5 weeks at the very least, and we just have not seen nearly enough of that kind of controlled desperation and controlled leadership that we saw down the stretch last night.
I can understand the sentiment to an extent, but to me, the only time I have really felt like effort and desire want to was a big-time problem was the Oklahoma game. I think the rest of it is just a simple matter of they're a team that can be really good in spurts, and they're a team that can be really good when things are clicking. But if things go awry, you know, I don't think that they're the most mentally tough team in the world. And I think, my personal opinion here, I think we've seen that with a lot of the Bruce Weber teams here in Manhattan. That's not necessarily a strong suit of theirs. So when things do start to go awry, there's some adversity. I think that then becomes a problem that they're not going to be as good as some teams at getting that turned around, which again goes back to where I just think this team is at talent-wise and coaching-wise right now. Middle of the pack. I think the sign of an average team is a team that can be really good in spurts and then really poor. Coaches use this adage all the time. Bruce Weber, I've heard him say it. You're going to play in the course of a season 10 games above where you're at, 10 games below where you're at, 10 games you are what you are.
Right.
I mean, typically, you're not going to go through a whole season playing the same average way all the time. There are ups and downs within that, you know?
It's not realistic at all to expect a bunch of 20-year-olds to play a 30, 31, 32-game season and play the exact same in all 31 of those games. It's not realistic, and I totally get that. What I'm looking at it, I'm kind of looking at it like this. The normal team, like let's throw out a Kansas or something like that, their ups and their downs are a lot closer together than what I feel like K-State's are. K-State has ups that they're playing way above themselves, and they have downs that they're playing way below themselves, and that's what's been a little bit frustrating for a team that so desperately needs to make the NCAA tournament.
I hear what you're saying. I just think there are rational explanations for why that has happened. I mean, we've said all along, depth is certainly not a strength of this team, particularly inside, and that has become even more of an issue as the season has gone along with Dante Williams leaving, finding out James Love wasn't going to be able to play. They don't have a whole lot of depth, and that's going to tend to have you become a poorer team as the season rolls along, you would think, when guys get tired, minutes pile up, they get beat up. That has happened to K-State. DJ Johnson's been hurt. Kamau Stokes has had issues. Dean Wade's had issues. When you have young players, you know, the big core there, sophomores, and they're dealing with being dinged up throughout the course of a season with a team that doesn't have much depth, I mean, that's exactly the type of thing that is going to lead to some fluctuation. The other big issue that they've had, just closing down close games, one of their other Achilles heels is that they're a very balanced team, but they don't have a go-to guy. They don't have an alpha dog that takes over at the end of a game. So I think that's another thing that would lend itself towards when you get down in a close situation, you're going to see that if you don't have a go-to guy. I've always said K-State and Iowa State seem similar to me. Iowa State, though, has Monte Morris. You don't have a guy like that that's going to making plays. Instead, we've gotten to see Kamau Stokes, Wesley Owundu, multiple guys take their turn. Dean Wade at Kansas missing that shot. Not hit that shot, not make that play down the stretch when they need to. I would just rationalize why you see the ups and downs because of some of the facts about what this team is.
K-State's inconsistency was somewhat expected. I mean, not to the extent that we've seen it maybe, but you can understand where that's coming from. But what's been totally out of left field for me this season, I mean, if you would have told me, let's say, you know, K-State opened Big 12 play against Texas back on December 31st or something like that. K-State wins that game and they're 12-1 on the season. If you would have told me right then that K-State was going to go 4-5 on the road in Big 12 play, I would have said at that point, given that they were 12-1 right there, you're looking at probably a 6 or 7 seed.
In 11 the, Big 12 wins?
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at an easy NCAA tournament season and then one that would give you some faith that this team can make a run to the second weekend. I had no idea that things were actually going to take this kind of path.
Yeah, well, like I said, that to me is the weird part about it. That's the one thing that it looks like if they do finish 8-10, they're going to be 4-5 at home and on the road in Big 12 play. That's bizarre. That's out of the ordinary. But I think it fits in as part of a trend in the Big 12 and probably falls somewhere within the margin of error again for what it is for Big 12 teams across the board this year. Might be a little bit outside the norm for that. But in general, I think this team is what it is. And even if you go look at the overall stats, I'll just close with this. Another thing that leads me to believe it's really not that surprising that they've turned out where they're at. They're fifth in the Big 12 in scoring offense in conference games, and they're eighth in the Big 12 in scoring defense. Fifth and eighth, you're looking at finishing sixth, seventh, maybe eighth. That falls right in line. I mean, the numbers bear out what this team is.
Don't tell me the odds.
Well, I'm sorry to use numbers and confusing math. And look, I haven't passed a math class since I was in high school, so I don't really know math that well. But
share that in common with Darrell Arthur.
Well, Darrell Arthur didn't pass them in high school. I did pass them in high school. So
you like that? You like
close.
That drop right there?
That was a good reference. Yeah, that was a good reference. 5'10", Jerry Palm, CBS Sports bracketologist, is going to join us. Does a win over Texas Tech get K-State in the big dance? But coming up, I've got a tremendously relevant, emphasis on relevant, fun fact for you, courtesy of ESPN. You're listening to The Game.